Howdy, friends. This is Randy Taylor, Cherokee Cowboy, with today's segment of Word with a Champ for Native Voice One.
This is Word with a Champ. Here's Cherokee Cowboy, Randy Taylor.
Today, Word with a Champ is in Circle, Montana, enjoying the Macomb County Fair and PRCA Rodeo. It is a crowd of about, I would say 1,200 people, a small community. It is home of J-Bar J Rodeo Company, which makes it extra special because the horses are from near and the bulls and they're fresh. And this is a veteran rodeo audience. I mean, they literally know the horses. They understand the cowboys and know many of the cowboys. And we're visiting with a young man that traveled from Forney, Texas to be here. Tonight he had a bucking bull. I'm No Holstein was the name of the bull. This bull was unridden this season, all season long, and they've marked him high. It's not like it's a fluke. They were 41 and a half points on this bull in Chinook, Montana, and 43 and a half out of 50 points on I'm No Holstein, the name of the bull, in Lewistown, Montana. Mason Spain from Forney, Texas stuck it all over this bull for an 86 and a half point ride. Mason, that's pretty exciting.
Oh, most definitely. Yes, sir. Well, let me start by saying thank you for having me on. Man, there's no feeling like it. You know, when you come out here and you ride a bull, step off on your feet, and you get to hear the crowd roar, there is no feeling like that in the world. To tell you the truth, I saw the stats on that bull, and they were pretty good, but I was a little concerned. He's normally out of a right, but you know, when you got a J-Bar J, he's going to be good. So he come out of the left, and sure enough, he went back to his deal around the right, and we teamed up for a good score.
Yes, sir. Tell us about your career. How old are you? When did you join the pros? How old were you when you started riding bulls?
Yes, sir. Well, I grew up around riding bulls. My dad rode bulls. My grandpa rode bulls. And it's kind of something I've always been around. This is actually my first year pro rodeoing. I'm on my rookie card. And I did it how they said. I went to college and I rodeoed for Tarleton State University down at Stephenville, Texas. And I waited until I graduated. And I graduated in May and went ahead and bought my rookie card. And I've been taking off and rodeoing and living the life and enjoying it.
Well, I'm very proud of you. Tell us about your college career academically and athletically.
Yes, sir, most definitely. It helped me grow as an athlete and as an individual. And I was beyond blessed to be a part of that Tarleton team led by Mark Aiken. I went for 4 years and got a Bachelor of Finance. I'm not sure what I'll do with that going forward, but I'm sure glad I did it, and it allowed me to ride some bulls and progress, and I also learned to ride a few bucking horses while I was down there in Stephenville.
Yes, sir. Bareback or saddle bronc?
Saddle bronc, sir.
Yes, sir. You like it, and are you going to pursue that at all?
Oh, I love getting on. I don't do it every time, but there's nothing more cowboy than riding bucking horses, you know. Someone's got to break them before them guys can throw a rope on them.
Yes, they do. That they do. We try to recruit people. I started this program in 2010 or so, and I know that the purpose is bigger than just recruiting bareback riders and rodeo cowboys, but I'd like to ask you to share why you think anybody listening that's younger might consider this.
Yes, sir. Well, I'm not going to lie to you. You know, it's a tough life. It's a tough road, a lot of traveling, but certain guys do it for different reasons, and for me, it's all about the love of the sport. I truly love it, and like I say, there's no feeling like riding a bull, stepping off. I mean, it feels like being a gladiator and winning a battle.
Who are some of your mentors? Have you been to rodeo schools?
Yes, sir. I've been around several influential guys. Currently, one of the guys I love looking up to is Clayton Sellers. The guy has an attitude like none other. He's got a positive mindset, and everywhere he goes, he's having a great time. But, of course, you look at the other guys. Lane Frost is everybody's hero, and Mr. Lonnie Austin and Matt Austin have been a great benefit to me as far as my bull riding goes.
When you look for people to follow, what are you looking for?
Rodeo is a tough sport. I look for the guys with the positive attitude, Stetson Wright and Clayton Sellers. And of course, you want to look up to the guys with the gold buckles. Those are the guys that achieve their dreams as well as your own.
Yes, sir. Any other words from our champion for those listening?
Dream big. Dream big. It's a short life. You only get a small period, especially as a bull rider, and just make the most of it. Live every day.
That's words of our champion, a young man from Forney, Texas, by the name of Mason Spain. I want you to remember that name. I think we're going to hear it some more.
Yes,
Mason,
sir.
Thank you for your time, and God bless, partner.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Word with a Champ is funded by the Four Bears Casino and Lodge, located near the beautiful Lake Sakakawea in Newtown, North Dakota, owned and operated by the Mandan Hidatsa and Arikara Nation, Justin Boot Company, handcrafted cowboy boots since 1879. South Point Hotel Casino and Spa, home of the Indian National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas. And by Wrangler. Long live cowboys.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Service.